Big Breakfast Blah on WLR. It's Vinny and Aveen with you. And now, as we promised yesterday on the show, we have an update on this rather lengthy project we started all the way back in, was it February or March or sometime, where we had the idea to try and encapsulate Waterford in candle form. So we asked listeners to the Big Breakfast Blah first to suggest what are those scents that remind you of Waterford, and we wondered whether we could put it all into a candle. And so we set the challenge to Fiona Young from Millish. And good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Now, this was, can you remember even, was it March time?
It was probably March, yes.
The evenings were still dark anyway.
Vinny, it takes that long to make the perfect candle.
No, create. You have to create a candle.
You do.
It does. And this is one of the things we learned along the way, because we called out to you the last time we were speaking to you. It was out in the workshop. And we kind of really got a sense of what the process is and how long it can take. And I suppose, like everything else at the moment, you're waiting for deliveries and everything has changed a little bit, has it?
Yeah, well, actually, to be honest, that was all going really well. And then one of the oils that I was using to mix in the candle, one of them got lost somewhere in Massachusetts.
Oh, lovely.
So it's been on a journey.
There's a BG song in there somewhere.
Just one of them. So, yeah, and that hadn't happened for about a year since COVID. So, but anyway, yeah.
So we've gone international.
Telling you.
Well, it's here, and I know this is radio, so this is going to be a little bit of an anticlimax, I suppose, for those listening. But for us in the studio, it is so exciting. We get to smell the candle.
We have a roaming camera person in studio. I'm very excited. Now, the scents remind us was like sea salt, sea breeze.
Yeah, so like the sea salt, sea breeze. So like the top notes are lemon, rosemary and coconut, because the coconut is the scent of the gorse.
Of course.
So it's sea salt and gorse, the Irish coconut, I suppose I'd call it. And then the middle notes are jasmine, honey and sea salt again.
Lovely.
And the base notes then, kind of what you're left with, is geranium, amber and a little bit of vanilla, very small amount.
There's a lot going on there, isn't there?
Lots going on. There's essential oils of orange, lemon, rosemary, galdanum and geranium.
Now, I'm very...
I wrote them down because I'd forget.
the little samples, the little test samples we have are in little tins at the moment, and they're all numbered. How many have you made?
Yeah, so, well, no, that's the third version. Five versions, and this is the third version. So I made up five versions of different percentages of the different scents in them to see which work best, because you might put half and half and then you can't smell one at all.
So this is the one you're happiest with.
So that's the one I'm happiest with.
I'm very excited. I genuinely haven't smelled this.
I had a little sneaky smell. I did have a little sneaky smell.
And she cheated.
Fabulous.
So I'm about to lift the lid on this.
I hope you like it, Vinny.
After you telling us everything that's in there, hang on now. Here's so... This is the white label, essentially, isn't
it? Just the white label,
Here we go now.
So good.
Talk among yourselves for a sec.
It's absolutely beautiful. Really, really is.
Get your nose in there now. Yeah. Give it a minute, because you'll smell the first few bits and then you'll smell another scent underneath. And
That's whopper.
Yeah, it is gorgeous.
That is absolutely gorgeous.
So we're
remind me of the main bits, like what you said, the top, bottom, middle notes.
Yeah, so the top one is lemon, rosemary and coconut. Mm. The mid is jasmine and sea salt. And then the undertones then are kind of leafy tones, which are amber as well. A little bit of vanilla, because that's also in gorse. Mm-hmm. And galbanum, it's used a lot. It's an essential oil. It's another kind of a leafy flower, I suppose, wild. So you'll get that at the end
as
well.
Fiona, brilliant. That's fantastic. Have you burned this
delighted.
For a little while and see how...
Yeah, I had a few kind of tea lights made as well that I tested and stuff. I'm actually really delighted with it. I'm so relieved.
That's fantastic.
It's really gorgeous, and we can't wait for people to actually be able to smell it. So what we need to do now is we need to come up with a definitive name.
Yes.
We had a couple of suggestions from listeners.
I haven't heard them.
We
really
might make a short list and maybe put it to a vote.
These are just some texts that came our way literally just early on in the process when we asked people for suggestions. So we'll consider all of these, and I know some that work great in terms of the shortness and the how many syllables and the packaging and all that kind of stuff. So what we'll do? We might leave that again open for another few days, maybe till the end of the week.
Okay, yeah.
And we'll come back, we'll make a definitive decision on that.
We'll do a short list and get a voting.
And I guess when that happens, we will have then a definite kind of...
Yeah.
When can people get their hands on?
It should be about 3 weeks.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I can't stop smelling this.
Yeah,
this is you know what I love about this is that you can't quite nail down what's going on.
That's it. I think that's what's lovely, like when there's such a mix of so many different scents, because you smell it and then you smell one thing and then you give it a minute. It's almost like a wine, isn't it?
In general, do candles, when you smell it, when you open it first and you smell it, once you have it lit for an hour or something, something else will come away from it.
This is it, yeah. And you'd need to leave it burn for an hour before you'd kind of get the scent filling a room. And then like that, the top notes, the ones, the lemon and rosemary that I mentioned and the coconut, you'll get that first.
Yeah.
And then you'll get the mid notes and then the undertones, the leafy greens and the vanilla, you'll get that at the end. Or when you extinguish the candle, you'll get that in the morning when you wake up kind of thing. So
lovely. That's all gorgeous. We love it. I love it. Yeah. You love it.
Absolutely adore it.
And you're happy with it?
I'm delighted and relieved.
And this is the third one. There wasn't a fourth, was there?
There was a fourth and a fifth, yes.
Oh, there was a fifth. So you said the five, yeah.
Yeah, well, you see, what I did is I made all of them together with the different percentages in them.
Perfect, yeah.
And then went through them all and tested them all, yeah.
So you can't wait to get people to smell it.
This is the one then.
This is the one.
Yeah.
This is the one, folks. Yeah. You've seen it first here. Brilliant. We're so excited.
Oh, brilliant.
So you've heard all the info. A few more days to get your names for the candle to us. Text us during the show here or via social media. Fiona, we can't wait to see that labelled up and everything once we decide on the name.
Brilliant.
So exciting.
Thank you, me too.
Thanks a million.